Right then, at Radio Woken, we're pleased to welcome Rosie and Donna.
Yeah, morning!
Morning!
Morning, Rosie. It's been too long, we're saying, since we've actually had you in the studio, we've missed having you around, so we thought we'd get you back on for a bit of a chat. So how are you then?
I'm good.
Yeah, what's been happening with you then lately?
Been thinking about lots of different fundraisers coming up.
Okay. That's pretty good. So, yeah, and how's everything been? We'll come to fundraising a bit, but sort of life, you know, you're now a 10-year-old. How's life as a 10-year-old in your world?
Yeah.
Yeah, what's been happening?
Touring car.
Of course, of course. Rosie loves the touring cars, apparently.
Oh, right. Are you in year six, Rosie?
Yeah.
Oh, so you go to big school in September?
Yeah.
Oh, how do you feel about that?
A little bit nervous, but it's
alright. What's making you nervous about it, then?
I don't know.
Yeah, just the change and everything. Yeah.
You'll be fine, you'll make new friends.
But what's really amazing about Rosie is that we've been following Rosie a lot here on Radio Woken. Do you want to tell us a bit about Rosie Cares and how it all set up for those of us who might not be familiar?
So I fundraise for a men's mental health charity called Andy's Man Club. And the reason I first started fundraising was because in 2021, one of our family friends sadly committed suicide. So I decided that I wanted to help people so they didn't have to feel like our friend did.
So you took a tragic situation, but you tried to find a small sort of positive in it, set up Rosie Cares, which is a Facebook page that you document. We regularly see you on there with your dog Cookie, dancing, jumping up and down trampolines, all sorts of stuff. It's great, love it, it's really good.
Yeah, the dogs are psycho, I'm telling you.
dogs do their own thing.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm sure Cookie loves being part of the video, part of the campaign as well.
Yeah, as long as there's biscuits involved to bribe her, she's fine.
So that's how you get a dog to behave itself on the videos of social media. You have some biscuits there.
Yep.
Ah.
It's hard.
Okay. Yeah, there you go. You got Cookie well trained though.
Definitely. Tune in, everybody. Radio Woken. Google Rosie on Facebook.
Yeah, Rosie Cares on Facebook. We can find out what you've been up to. You've done so much as well. I mean, you've raised so much money for Woken Mind and now Andy's Man Club, other charities as well. And really, not just about raising money, it's about raising awareness as well, and knowing that, you know, men in particular have somebody, you know, a place, a space to go so we can talk about things, because we don't like talking that much, us blokes. No. Why do you think that is? Why don't you think men like to talk?
I think as men feel like they need to be like strong and tough, and they don't feel like they can talk.
Yeah, I think attitudes are changing. I think things like Andy's Man Club, which meets at the Vine Centre in Knaphill every Monday night, you know, it's a real safe space just for men to go and talk. And it's been really interesting going there and seeing everyone. We talk a lot about you, Rosie, as well.
Thank you.
We always say, oh, how's Rosie doing? Rosie's amazing. And you won an award as well, didn't you? Not so long ago.
It was a Surrey Young volunteer, I believe, through Runnymede Borough Council. That's really bad of me to not remember.
An award, anyway, an actual award. And you've got the actual award. Where have you put the award? The trophy.
It's still in the case, it doesn't break. Also, with said clumsy dog, if I put it up somewhere, it will get knocked over, most likely.
Yeah.
And she's throwing herself across the sofa.
Wow. Welcome to Rosie's world. Give Cookie some dog biscuits, it'll be fine.
Yeah.
Right. Don't break the trophy, here's a dog biscuit. I mean, that's what you need to do, I think.
Yeah.
Really? So, you've got a lot coming up. I mean, you're obviously going to, I suppose, in the last few weeks, getting adjusted and been back at school again, concentrating on that. But now you're back with more fundraisers. You've got one of your famous cake sales. Now,
oh, yeah.
I love these cake sales.
Because I can just help myself. I mean, I can sell to people.
You've got to test.
Yeah,
quality
exactly.
Control. Quality control, that's what it is, Rosie, isn't it?
It's taste testing.
Exactly. And I know I bought some, and I think Matt was like quite upset because I think I ate them, but we didn't get one. Or I think he wanted a particular cake I ate, and he got, Anyway, that was a bit of a debate we had. But it was good, and the cakes are yummy. You make cakes as well?
Yeah.
Good. Do you know what? I actually made some cakes yesterday.
With out-of-date items.
I found a Halloween cupcake mix in the back of a cupboard and went out of date last year, so I thought I'd make cakes and see what happens.
Was it a best before?
It's a best before.
Then it's okay.
It's fine. Yeah, the icing was out of date as well. I call it retro vintage.
Are you doing anything for Halloween then, Rosie?
I think we're doing our cake sale like for Halloween.
Amazing.
Yeah.
So there's going to be lots of scary cupcakes, green icing.
Yep.
And what other cakes have you got on the? As you go, go on. It's your chance to sell it and whet our appetite now.
Okay.
What cakes can we find?
You know, like the old school, like sponge cakes,
stuff we used to have in school dinners.
Yeah.
Before, in many, many years ago.
You got them with like all different Halloween sprinkles on top. Ooh. They're really nice.
You've tried them.
Yeah.
Of course you have.
Cornflake cakes with like sprinkles in, which are also really nice. I might eat a few of them.
Is there gonna be any left to sell?
No.
Says that, come and see the crumbs of Rosie's plate.
Just make a donation. Eat the cakes.
Yeah. It's not a cake sale, it's a come and watch Rosie eat a cake, cake event. It's like a theatre show.
I think we'll also have digestives like with icing and like faces on.
Ooh, good idea.
It sounds very good.
Sophie might make some chocolate brownies if you smile nicely at her.
Yep.
Wow. Well, we're going to play some music. We're going to come back and talk. You've got some other stuff coming up as well. This is Anastasia.
Right.
Yeah.
Lovely.
Shakira and Hips Don't Lie. Yeah, that's going back a bit. I think that was the last ever song on Top of the Pops, actually, in the last episode. You know, in 2006 or something.
No idea. Was that your request, Rosie?
Yeah.
Yeah, another one from my friend.
Rosie's probably don't know what Top of the Pops is, do you? What old people used to listen to music. Used to be, you know, back in the day, we used to like, you know, find out what the latest chart was and see our favourite musicians performing. None of this kind of TikTok, social media back then. Oh, we're feeling old now.
Back in the day.
So that was for Izzy. So, Izzy's was listening in the shower this morning. I mean, this is dedication.
Well.
What would you like to say to Izzy?
Thank you. And I hope you enjoy the show.
Well, everyone enjoys the show. That goes without saying, doesn't it? No?
I reckon they love
it. Anyway. Yeah. So we talked about the cake sale. This is happening next Sunday at your house in Addlesdale. The details are on your Facebook page. I'm thinking it starts at 12. I'm thinking, you know, quite a couple of long records. I might be able to get there in time. Yeah.
Head down there early. Apparently, Rosie eats the cakes.
Yeah. Well, Rosie will have the cakes eaten by breakfast.
They sell out really quickly. So head down there, 12 o'clock. And the address is on the Facebook page.
How do we find you on Facebook?
Search up on Facebook, Rosie Cares with a Red Love Heart, and it should turn up.
There you go. That sounds good.
Amazing.
And we know what you'll be having for breakfast next Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, but I haven't eaten any cakes, really. No. Does the dog eat cakes as well? Does Cookie tuck in as well?
Sometimes if you're making the big fancy cakes, you have to cut out the middles. She sometimes have like a little bit of the middle, but nothing major.
Okay, that's good. So just the cake eating's here. So come down for a cake sale or watch Rosie eat all the cakes kind of event.
Yeah.
For a really good cause.
Really good cause. Yeah. And the money from that is going to Andy's Man Club?
Yeah,
which is a really, really good cause. Anything about male mental health is so important. Mental health generally is so important. Why is mental health so important? We've asked this before, but, you know, in your own words.
Because you never know what some people are going through and some people just don't like to talk about it, so... Mm. Yeah.
You never know, and you pass someone in the street, you know, you don't know what's going through their mind or what situation they're in. So it's really important, isn't it?
Yeah.
Really important. So you've got your cake sale. Liking the sound of that next Sunday. You also have a race night coming up. What's happening with that?
To be honest,
Oh, yeah, so Donna knows all about that. Donna does see,
Donna's allowed to speak sometimes.
Oh, yeah, there goes.
Not allowed to do something other than drive her here.
Yeah.
We've got a race night at the RAOB Social Club in Addlestone on the 18th of November. It's open to members and non-members as well. It's a charity night, which is around, you know, based around horse racing, etc., etc. There's lots of things going on. There's raffles. You can, if you're not that way inclined and you don't want to involve yourself in any of the racing and the betting, you don't have to. There's lots of other things going on. But it was really kind of them. They made Rosie and Andy's Man Club their charity of the year. So any money going in the collection pots on the bar go to Andy's Man Club. They asked Rosie about fundraisers, and obviously she's under 18, so she can't host a race night. So they're hosting it on her behalf. But we will be there. You can donate to the raffle if that's something you'd like to do. You can buy a horse for the race. You can name a race after someone you know, in memory of someone or just yourself if you'd like to. So there's lots of ways to get involved.
So how does a race night work then? Explain that a little bit.
It's basically sort of in the olden days when Top of the Pops was on.
Yeah, and before Rosie was even born.
Before Rosie was born, it was a case of you were sent a video with you know, yes, made up races. Now it's all computer generated, yeah, and done that way. And it is literally a case of there'll be 7 or 8 races through the night. Mm-hmm. You can bet on horses as if you were at live horse racing. And it works as would if you were going to, you know, the Epsom Derby. You can bet on the horses, and you can win money, you can win prizes. Like I said, there's raffles going on, there's food and drink there.
Sounds good.
And all the money raised after, obviously, they've taken out their costs and everything over that will go to Rosie, in turn will go to Andy's Man Club.
Brilliant. So remind us when and where that's happening.
That's at the RAOB Social Club on Church Road in Addlestone, and that's on the 18th of November. We will be putting up more details on how you can name a horse after yourself or someone or your company, etc., etc. Yeah. So more information for that will be on her Facebook page in the next week or so.
So we could call a name a horse after you, Helen.
I know, I'm thinking, I love a bet. I was betting Helen yesterday, so I'm going to add
a radio woking horse. Why not?
Yeah, that's a good idea.
All for a great cause. And you've got the Christmas raffle coming up as well, Rosie. Do you want to tell us about that? What's happening with Christmas raffle? Was that Donna as well going to explain that to us?
I do kind of know. I just don't know how to explain it. Okay. It's like
a festive raffle, lots of festive stuff. Yeah,
and like we ask companies if they're able to like donate things. So sometimes you get like vouchers for like pizza or like Top Golf or something.
And then once you haven't eaten cake and pizza, it comes down to food, doesn't it?
Yep. And we've changed the prizes slightly this year. Normally we just have a lot of prizes and everyone wins a little bit of something. This year we're making up mystery Santa sacks, so a bit of everything in, so that, you know, you could have a look in there and hopefully it will help people out over Christmas that are struggling. And it will have toys, chocolates, maybe some food and drink.
Really good.
And there will be some mystery prizes, which will be vouchers that get donated by local companies.
Oh, everyone likes chocolate at Christmas.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you might just get a load of wrappers if Rosie gets hungry.
Oh, yeah. Favourite chocolates, Rosie?
Yeah, what's your favourite chocolate?
Either Maltesers or Dairy Milk Caramel. Oh,
good call. After 8 mints.
Yeah.
For me.
Don't try and eat one of them at 7:59. That's just not the dumb thing. Right. Hold on to it for that extra minute. It has to be after 8. 8:01 only.
Right, then.
You also have got a Christmas party coming up as well.
Yeah.
So last year, we've been invited back after last year's party. It's the Jackie Linton band party. Jackie Linton is known to us as Grandad Jack. He's Auntie Gail's dad and sort of adopted us as part of his family. And in the 60s, 70s, 80s, he toured with Status Quo. He was in a band called Savoy Brown. He still does a lot of work with Quo tributes and with things that go on and about in the world. He still does gigs. He still will find him at Wayfest, etc. But he has a Christmas party on the 2nd of December this year in Newhall. And last year we had a Name the Teddy and Guess How Many Sweets in the Jar stall and an awareness stall. You raised how much did you raise, sorry?
£101, I think.
Oh, you did that evening. So we've been invited back to that. And as long as we can make that day, then we will be there too.
Really good. So there's a lot happening. And how much have you raised since you started this whole Rosie Curry Cares thing? I mean, there's quite a lot being raised, isn't there?
I reckon probably about over £3,000.
And you know, going to a cause like Andy's Man Club, I mean, you know, I can see how that money benefits men up and down the country. I mean, you're supporting a group in Woking, there's groups all over the country, all meeting. And in Woking, actually, what's really special is we've now broken the 50 men sort of mark of men coming in. 50 men, we split into 3 groups. Andy's Man Club is just such a brilliant place to be. And you know, you turn up, you sit in a circle in a group, and you get asked a series of questions, pass the ball round, and there's a lot of people with a lot that they want to talk about. And it's actually that space where people can talk about things that they can't talk about elsewhere. So it's so powerful. And thank you, Rosie, for everything that you do. And I know you don't like gratitude.
Yeah, thank you, Rosie. Yeah.
Well done, Rosie. You're a superstar.
What a privilege meeting you. It really
Absolutely.
Is.
Absolutely. And you're going to be going through a lot of changes, going through to big school. What school you off to? Do you know?
I reckon I might be going to Jubilee. I'm not sure.
Okay. How do you feel about secondary school?
Yeah.
Yeah? Bit nervous?
No.
No? You're going to look forward to that. I bet you'll be the superstar on the playground.
But want your autograph, yeah. Rosie. You know, this is just the beginning.
I'm trying to remember actually when I was at school. I remember we were playing marbles. Don't know if you remember that. We were on the drains. You know, a load of marbles. And you used to play the big marbles. You used to like roll them about. And then you used to like, if you win, you get to keep the marbles.
Yep.
Do you still do skipping, Rosie, at school?
No. What's that? What do you do? What games do you play in the playground?
You just get like tennis rackets or whatever, really.
Okay.
And then you get the typical children who just throw them across the floor.
Okay. That's not you, though, is it? You don't do that. You're well behaved,
you're
right?
Good.
Yeah.
Okay, that's good to know.
Okay.
Brilliant. So we can find you on Facebook then, Rosie Cares with the red love heart, and that's got all the information. So send a join request and get involved. Come and join your happy group of people on Facebook.
Yeah,
brilliant. Rosie, we will, Luke's here actually, so we'll get Luke in a bit. You can have a, just wave through the glass at Luke. When you can get to meet Luke, he's closer to your age than we are. In fact, finally someone who's younger than Luke. I mean, yes, it's great.
We've done it, John, we've done it, right.
We're going to find out what Luke's got on the programme, but first though, this is one that you've been itching to play. The Rosie's like, what on earth is that?
Should
we have a bit of Scatman?
Scatman! It's a Scatman!
Rosie's not thinking what on earth.
There we go. Right then, we're back.
Yes, we are back. We've got a very packed studio here today. We're just kind of working out. We've got most decades represented. You know, I'm representing the 80s. Ashley's
60s.
60s.
And the 70s.
Donna's 70s as well.
Let's pretend 90s.
Yeah, 90s. Okay, 90s.
We've got
Luke who represents the 2010s, and you're like the 20... 2010s for you. You're like the noughties. You're still noughties, aren't you?
Noughties.
So there you go.
Noughties.
This is a multi-generational radio show, I tell you. So, your friend, Rosie, really enjoys Scatman.
Yeah.
So it's the best song ever.
Yeah.
And 5 minutes ago, you never heard of it?
Nope.
Is that going on your playlist now?
Nope.
No.
Oh.
Okay. Fair enough. Okay. Hi, Luke. How are you doing?
Hello. I'm not bad. How are we all?
We're good. We had a party here.
A party? Yeah.
I know. It's what we do on a Sunday morning. So how's your week been?
Yeah, it's been okay actually. I've been actually working from home most of this week. I've not been in college. So I've almost had like a double half term.
Oh, there you go. So what do you do on a double half term? Eat loads of snacks.
Pretty much, sleep, work, and eat.
Before you raise yourself a cake sale, but you'll be on the radio when the cake sale is on next week.
Oh, really? Oh.
Yeah, so you have to bring some cakes to the studio for Luke.
Yeah, you have to deliver some.
Please. Yeah, did you do deliveries?
If there's any left.
Yeah, push bike, things are down. Yeah, the thing is, Rosie eats all the cakes. This is a problem.
That's not a bad idea.
Do you know I'm with you on this one,
yeah,
Rosie.
I'm with you too.
Bring the empty box down for you, Luke. It's fine.
There's the crumbs.
Yeah. There's all the crumbs and all the stuff we don't. All the stuff that Rosie doesn't like. If there's any cakes.
That together with a bit of icing.
Yeah. Make a big splodge. There you go, Luke. There's a cake for you.
Makeshift cupcake. Perfect.
Yeah. There you go. It's probably better than my attempt for cupcakes with the out of date cake mix I found in the cupboard. Went out of date last year. It's Halloween cup mix. It's fine. The icing is okay. I mean, it tastes a little bit stale, but it's all right. It's not too bad.
And you're still here.
Yeah, exactly. So, I've eaten two of them. So, you know, I didn't bring them here probably because of health and safety and all that.
Yeah.
You know, I can't be liable for anything that happens. So what you got for us then? See, this is the thing about Luke's generation. Probably Rosie as well. Everything's on the phone. You know, I turn up with paper.
It is, but I've actually got paper this week.
Well, you've got paper.
Yeah.
See, hanging about with us oldies too much.
You've converted me, John.
You've got paper. Wow.
I do. So we're going to go.
What have you got for us?
We've got the first decade of the millennium, so actually the 2000s, so we're going back to my generation.
Still before Rosie was born.
Someone younger than you, Luke.
Not used to this.
Yeah, no, I'm used to being the only young one in the studio.
Yeah. You're Rosie's right now.
Yeah. So yeah, mostly of it's from the mid-2000s, late 2000s movie. So we've got Toxic by Britney Spears.
Do we know that, Rosie?
Yes.
What else do we know? Patience, Take That, 2006.
Oh, that's more Donna's one, but Rosie's like, no. Rosie's shaking her head. You don't like that? No, okay.
Fair enough. And then we got You're Beautiful by James Blunt.
Oh, I like James Blunt. I'm going to watch him. Blunt.
Really?
Next year at Bournemouth.
Ooh.
He's on tour.
Oh, there you go. I'm trying to think of a gag there, but I can't. Sorry,
no,
we'll
no, no, John.
Okay.
Then we got, what else we got? We got Mercy by Duffy, 2008.
No.
She's not heard of that either.
No.
I mean, if it's Taylor Swift, if you do 2 hours of Taylor Swift, then you would have Rosie listening for the whole 2 hours.
Oh.
Yeah, if you want Rosie to listen for 2 hours, Taylor Swift and, other stuff for that kind of era.
Katy Perry? We got Katy Perry with, what was it called? It was Firework.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. So we've got two songs.
We've got two songs. Songs. There we go.
Yeah. I mean, Rosie would probably have to have a look at your playlist and be like, no. Not that one.
No, pen, you know, it's going to give it the pen and it just...
Get a red marker. 5 out of 10 could do better.
Better luck next time.
There you go. But some good music coming up. What do you think is good music? Yeah. Rosie can give her opinion at the end.
Start giving us ratings, Rosie.
I don't do
out
that.
Out of 10.
Yeah. Brilliant. Right. Okay. Well, we look forward to your show and a really good interview last week as well with Elaine from Firebird.
Yes.
First live phone interview. So that was amazing.
Yes, that was pretty scary, actually. But it was all right, actually.
It was good.
You know, we got there.
Yeah, really good. And the Firebird venue is brilliant as well in Woking. Really good space for community. So that's about it from us. Break up our party and go on our merry way and let Luke get on with his show.
Playing
some of the music that Rosie might like and other music that you might get to like.
Two songs up there, two songs first.
Definitely.
Yeah. And anything Taylor Swift, you know, that's fine.
Oh,
Taylor
Swift, yeah.
Anything you want to say before we go, Rosie?
Just thank you to anybody listening. And
brilliant.
Thank you for letting me come in.
You're very welcome. How do we find you once again on Facebook to find out what you're up to?
Search up on Facebook Rosie Cares with Red Love Heart and it should be there.
There you go. Come and join in and get involved and have fun with cake sale. Don't eat too many cakes.
Yeah.
Although cakes, technically chocolate, it's a plant-based.
Yeah, exactly.
It's a protein.
Exactly. Oh, yeah. So, it's quite a healthy, balanced diet. Cake in one hand, each hand, it's fine. Well, thank you, Rosie. Thank you, Donna, for coming in. Good luck with everything. Yeah. I'm sure we're talking again very soon.
Yeah.